Hello, Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky. Hello.
Hello.
Achtung, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
Bring back Benjamin at work.
Hail Caesar! Beware the Ides of March.
But that's today.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
They didn't have guns in Roman times. If you know anything about guns, it was a very noisy dagger.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Pathetic? We've been doing this show for 4 years and you're surprised. It's never 4 years, is it? It is. Don't you remember when we started, Tim's voice hadn't broken? Oh, yes. And then it did. And it went up.
Yeah.
Now, look here, you two. I don't mind being the butt of the occasional joke, but this is going too far. And can I stop talking like this? You can't laugh at the voice.
To enable Tim to rest his voice, here is a high-pitched meanwhile.
Meanwhile?
You're looking better already.
Shut up! Meanwhile,
at a party next to that girl who looks as though she will, but never does.
I'm from the flat downstairs. What's all this noise going on?
Oh, sorry, we're having a bit of a party and some fool just threw a bottle of Beaujolais off the roof.
Oh, I thought I heard a high-pitched whine.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard.
Ah, how about this one?
Some fool just rolled a piece of ripe Stilton across the floor.
Thought I heard a low-pitched hum. Hello?
This is Delta Team Think. We surrender.
You're quite right. Through the years, Hello Cheeky has received many testimonials from the great, the near great, and a couple of right Burks. Here are just a few.
Wonderful. Tim's wife.
Best of its kind. Barry's wife.
You wait till I get you home, John's mum.
An oasis of satirical ribaldry in a desert of mediocrity. Arthur Mullard. And now, a 3.5 second theatre presentation.
Now, look here, Sonny Jim, I know it's a permissive age, but you can't go wandering around in an off-the-shoulder blouse and a miniskirt. How old are you?
17.
That was an excerpt from The Young Pretender.
Hello, hello, who's your lady friend?
It's the young fella from the last joke.
I see. Look, Sonny, if I catch you again,
yeah?
Yes, I'm going to take you to the Locarno and we'll dance the night away.
Hello, Cheeky.
Yes?
Working at the moment?
We're recording the show.
Oh, so you're not working at the moment. I've got a little proposition that might interest you.
Doing the show?
Nothing too difficult. We're working.
There's money in it.
What is it?
I've got this little family business. Here's my card.
Doris 12 Trees?
Yes, it's for tax purposes. We've got this product, Stum. We've got this product, and all I want you to do is mention it discreetly once or twice during the show.
We can't do that.
Why not? Just drop it in, one or two of your little jokes and jollities. No one will even notice. It could be positively under the liminal.
Don't you mean subliminal?
Yeah, but I didn't know you spoke Latin.
Look, it's purely academic, but what is the product?
I happen to have a brochure here. There you are.
Oh, no problem fitting this in. The Excelsior device for drilling holes in dried peas for making necklaces. Are you raving mad?
No, no, I'm not. I'm Doris 12, please. Say nothing. What do you think?
Impossible.
30p a go.
You're on.
Tell you what, I'll just let you get on with it. You won't even know I'm here.
Why?
I'm going.
No, please. We'd like you to stay.
Why?
You've got the money.
I'll sit on this heap of rubbish.
That's the drummer.
What?
Oh, take your point.
Stranger than truth.
Did you know it is possible to boil two eggs in the same saucepan for 5 minutes and have one hard-boiled and the other one almost completely raw? But only if the second one's an ostrich egg.
Boys, boys, please.
And when you boil them, you can bore holes in them with the Excelsior device for drilling holes in dried peas for making necklaces. Or eggs, if you like.
Good, very good.
Thank you. Meanwhile, at the court of Queen Mary, just after the burning of Latimer, Ridley and Cranmer...
It's getting cold in here again. Throw another bishop on the fire.
There's none left, Your Majesty.
Well, you jump on.
Your Majesty is most kind.
Not only you fall on the fire. Oh. Oh, I don't know, though. Come back.
Do you fancy a three-week luxury cruise to the Caribbean, all expenses paid, with exciting, glamorous companions, first-class luxury service this summer? So do I, but I'm still going to Margate with the wife.
I plan a surprise holiday this year.
Where are you going?
How the hell do I know? It's a surprise, isn't it?
Mr. Cryer, Mr. Brooke Taylor, I've got a letter for you.
But this is dated last December.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be recorded delivery, but me needle broke.
Ah, who'd be daft enough to send me an envelope with my name on it?
Look inside.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's a bill from my dentist, £1,000.
What for?
Had a nose job.
From the dentist?
Yeah, I was going to have a filling, but the chair slipped.
And now here is Professor Schweinikin to talk about vaccines.
Hello again, mein kleiner ignoramuses. There are different kinds of vaccines. The newest of these is from the world of pop music, where they talk about vaccine a new disc. Hello, they are saying to each other. Have you heard of my latest vaccine?
Professor, we're talking about vaccines.
Vaccine. An earlier vaccine was when the lady of the house put the polish on the furniture and robbed
her. Professor, vaccine. Something you take that makes you better.
Oh, could you get me some? The wife's been complaining.
Come this way, Professor.
You're a sturdy young fellow. Don't tell me you don't have this sort of trouble.
No, I'm fine. Besides, I've got a device for drilling holes in dried peas to make necklaces.
Nice one.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, on Cleopatra's barge, well clear of the back end of the horse.
Cleopatra, queen of my heart, is it true you love another?
Any time I can get it, ducky.
No, I meant... Oh, never mind what I meant. Get up off your asp and come over here.
And now, our intriguing new series, which has never been heard before, A, because we've been researching it in depth, and B, because we've just thought of it, we present our definitive dictionary.
This week's word, minuscule.
Minuscule, an academy for teaching dwarves.
I was in Glasgow this morning, so I didn't hear that joke. I came down by jumbo gent.
Don't you mean jumbo jet?
No, a fat fella gave me a lift. I feel a bit of a fool. We live in a bungalow.
I'm thinking of moving, you know.
Why?
I'm getting cramp in this leg.
Oh,
that's better.
Excuse me, have you just moved?
Yeah.
I'm your new neighbour. Could I borrow a cup of sugar?
Oh.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, and the girl in the front row with big boobs, I, Dennis King, the Nero of Northwest 3, salute you.
Listen, Mushius, beware the hides of Hampstead.
Don't you mean the hides of March?
No, the hides of Hampstead. They keep borrowing cups of sugar.
Oh. He's got a joke for every occasion, Missus. That was it. Laugh, I thought they'd never start. No, but seriously, here's a little song I wrote dedicated to my wife. It's called I Love You and Don't You Forget It. What do you mean you already have?
I know the world is changing and time goes on its way, and things I knew and you did too are gone with yesterday. But now and then there's something that I miss, so please can anybody tell me this? Whatever happened to the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab? Whatever happened to the sherbet dab I knew when I was young? That little yellow packet with the licorice sticking through. On Friday night was my delight, the thrill was always new. With licorice gravy dribbling down my chin, I'd suck the fizzy sherbet there with ease. So whatever happened to the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab? Whatever happened to the sherbet dab I knew when I was young? They talk of champagne drinking, some do it every night, but I am sure no rare liqueur can give the same delight. And so forever you will hear me cry till I reach that great big sweet shop in the sky. Oh, whatever happened to the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab, the sherbet dab? Whatever happened to the sherbet dab I knew when I was
Meanwhile, in a pet shop, just next to the fool who's trying to tickle a piranha fish.
Excuse me, I'd like a packet of pet food, please.
Certainly, sir. Jumbo size.
No, I've only got a hand, sir.
stranger than truth.
Did you know that scientists have discovered a substance stronger than steel, more adhesive than cement, and more durable than any plastic? It is yesterday's egg yolk.
And now, over to a psychiatrist's office where a well-known political figure is undergoing analysis.
Very worrying, Doctor. Just the other week, I dreamt I was addressing the House of Commons. When I woke up, I found I was.
Hello?
Now, look here. I don't think these puny attempts at humour... Mary. You know, I just dreamt I was phoning Hello Cheeky.
You are?
Mary, why has your voice gone all funny and... why am I talking to you on the phone? Doesn't matter. I expect I'm dreaming. Cheerio.
And now for Cook Sergeant Bavistock and the lad whose false teeth we use for crimping the edges of the pies, here is an old Bing Crosby recording.
Let your little ear to my plea for a little hole through some peas. I have got a small device.
Stylish boys, very stylish.
And now we take him over to the West Country, where Edna Flit is talking to Ichabod Thrusthaven, England's oldest surviving rude swine.
Mr. Thrusthaven.
Push off, you skinny cow.
Could you tell us?
Probably, but I ain't going to.
When did you start being rude?
Call yourself Crumpet. I've seen bigger boobs on a chief stoker.
Mr. Thrusthaven, I have your date of birth as 1890.
Mind your own bloody business.
No, could you give us an example of your rudeness?
Certainly, darling.
Thank you.
But I won't fold you there, you bandy-legged old tart.
Oh.
Our vicar's a pervert and the mayor fiddles the rights.
Mr. Thrusthaven, don't you find that this persistent rudeness leads to a lonely life?
Silly old boot, I've been married 45 years.
Well, what does your wife feel about
it? How do I know? I never talk to her. You know why I'm talking to you, you stupid old scrubber?
I've had enough of this. I'm leaving, you senile old git, standing there with your pot belly hanging out, unshaven, tide mark round your neck, hair like an unmade bed. You disgust me.
No need to be rude.
Good Queen, Sir Francis Drake craves an audience.
Come in, Sir Francis.
Two light ales in the bar in Seville.
What are you doing?
I'm singing the King of Spain's beer.
I said, singe his beard, you deaf old trout.
Pardon? Oh, I'll try again. All right, lads, back to the cold behind.
The Golden Hind. We think he's past it. Send in Sir Walter Raleigh.
Your Majesty.
Sir Walter, you've been gone 4 years.
But, Your Majesty, I have brought back a potato.
Thank God we didn't send you for a mixed salad. We'd never see you again. I command you to do Hello Cheeky's post bag.
Prithee, why?
We can't think of a line to get out of this sketch.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hello Cheeky's postbag by royal command.
Dear Hello Cheeky, your program brings a breath of fresh air into my life because every time it comes on, I go outside.
Hey, here's a moving letter.
What do you mean?
It's on wheels. Dear Hello Cheeky, my wife and I bought the Kama Sutra but found out too late the two pages were stuck together. Could you send someone round to untie us? Yours, Mr. or Mrs. Negus.
Dear Hello Cheeky, may I say what a thrill it is to have you back again on Radio 2. Yours, the controller of Radio 3.
Next week's bag will be an old friend of Tim's wife. Used to be a masseuse, know what I mean?
Meanwhile, in a massage parlour next to the cold shower.
Well, Igor, you'll find your next client in booth number 4. Go easy on him, he's in pretty bad shape.
Why'd you say that?
He blacked out signing the register.
We're a pretty fit family. The wife and I both do yoga.
Really?
Yeah, when I left home this morning, she was in the Volkswagen position. We can't afford a Lotus.
I tried that keep fit light once. Went out and bought a medicine ball.
What happened?
Swallowed it, I was sick as a pig for a fortnight.
Meanwhile, at a medicine ball...
Mr. McTaggart to surgery, please. Mr. McTaggart to surgery, please.
Oh, excuse me, please. Excuse me, please.
What's that, Dr. Patel?
Oh, very common at these English dances with Dr. Mabutu, the dashing white surgeon.
And that music tells us that it's time for Shoot the Chairman, our new panel game in which the chairman has a secret word which he will use during the course of the game. The first member of the panel to spot the word gets to shoot the chairman, and here he is, Jeremy Crundle.
Good evening.
Well, Lady Barnet was quick off the mark there, so here is another of our awkward pauses. Well, at this point, we were going to have an advice program where you sent your problems to Katie Boyle, but somebody put a poultice on her and she burst. So instead, here's another awkward pause.
Here, lads, it's a terrible waste of awkward pauses. Do you think you could use them for, you know,
Good idea. Here's a recitation. The shades of night were falling fast when through an alpine village passed a youth who bore, mid snow and ice, a banner with a strange device for drilling holes in dried peas and making necklaces out of them.
Quite good, lads, but go easy on the culture.
Why?
We once had Malcolm Muggeridge in drag doing a commercial in Yorkshire. Didn't sell a tosser.
Meanwhile, in the festival hall, just towards the end of the 1812 overture...
I see the orchestra's had another difference of opinion with Andre Previn.
What do you mean?
Look which way the cannon's pointing.
Oh, I really look forward to the last night of the proms.
Why?
Can't stand the bloody things.
Barry, remember, music hath charms to soothe the savage beast.
You try whistling at a charging rhinoceros.
Hi, fans. Now, for all those of you who love devices for drilling holes in dried peas... Here's a little number entitled, A Device for Drilling Holes in Dried Peas. If you want to be nice, give me a device for drilling holes in dried peas. Whatever the price, I want a device for drilling
holes... Dennis, what are you doing?
30p a throw? I need the money. I've got to buy the wife.
Got to buy the wife what?
I've got to buy her back. I lost her last night playing poker with Patrick Campbell.
Oh, you're a fool. You should only play snap with him.
Patrick Campbell was the first person to play Eliza Doolittle, you know.
What?
Bernard Shaw wrote it especially for him. First performance took a fortnight. So they sacked him and cast Rex Harrison. Then they set it to music and called it West Side Story. It's all in this book.
What's this? Greasy Herbert's Almanac and Encyclopopidido? Where'd you get this?
Greasy Herbert's bookshop. They give it you free with change from a fiver.
This is rubbish. Look, history section, 1066, Battle of Hastings. 1067, anniversary of the Battle of Hastings. 1215, lunch.
Oh, let's have a look. Let's have a look at it. Ideas and beliefs, Fred worshipping. This is a religion practiced by people who worship Fred. Oh.
Agnostics, people who ride bicycles. See footnote. Agnostics who worship Fred tend to fall off a lot. You've been dumb.
No, honestly, it's good. But look. First aid section. If you run over a man, hold a mirror up to his lips. If it is misty, he is not dead, so run over him again. Treating burns, bicarbonate of soda. Treating greasy Herbert, a large scotch. It's a good book, this. If I hadn't been for this book, I'd never have got my O-level.
What was that?
Carpentry.
How did this help?
I hit the teacher with it.
Barry, this is pathetic.
Oh, don't forget. John's the man who bought the happy hooker because he thought it was about rugby.
He's so gullible.
I got that as well.
What?
Gullible Strabbles.
Oh, no. I think Greasy Herbert's a crook.
How can you say that? He's just come back from 3 years in a convent.
Where was that?
St. Dartmoor's.
Meanwhile, in St. Dartmoor's, in the cell next to the man who looks strangely like Ronnie Barker. Hello! I'm your prison visitor. I encourage you all to make cuddly animals. Now, anyone want stuffing?
There goes my time off for good behaviour.
Here is a newsflash. At a Liverpool magistrate's court today, four men were charged with stealing Beecher's Brook. They asked for eight other offences to be taken into consideration.
Any time you're Lambeth way, any evening, any day, you'll find them all
nicking lead off the church roof. Hello?
Mayor of Lambeth here.
What is it?
Want to buy some lead?
No.
Oh. Well, in that case, could you give us a nice, loud, rousing song?
Why?
We're trying to get the lead off the town hall roof.
I see. I was sitting and thinking. One day, when I was alone, what life could be all about, and was our destiny our own? And suddenly, across the room, there was something that caught my eye. An ordinary enough object. A large ham and egg pie. And I thought to myself, aren't some hens clever?
If funny thing happened. I was coming here on the top of a bus, which is unusual for a start because they usually make you travel inside. And I heard two women talking. One said, my husband's gone to the West Indies. And the other one said, do you make him? And the first one hit her.
And I cannot say it too often, brethren, that we should not stray from the paths of righteousness.
I'm fed up with him and his long sermons.
That was an excerpt from Murder in the Cathedral.
When I was young, I had a religious vacation.
You mean vocation?
No, I spent a fortnight at Eastbourne with an unfrocked nun.
I once knew an unfrocked bank manager.
Oh, that's silly.
No, it isn't. He wore frock to the office. They made him take it off.
Meanwhile, in a bank manager's office, and there's a terrible overdraft in here.
Morning.
Morning, Mr. Longbodice.
I'd like to go over my account with you.
Yes, certainly. I've got all the figures here. You're in credit to the tune of... pounds and pence.
That can't be right. Only yesterday I made a deposit of... pounds.
Ah, yes, but you see, first of all, there are your mortgage payments, which amount to... pounds and... pence.
But there's my monthly expenses from the firm. That's at least...
Yes, but if you look here, Mr. Longbodice, last week on Monday you withdrew. On Tuesday it was...
Hallelujah.
And on Friday... And...
Surely that should still have left...
Ah, don't forget your bank charges. That's... Over the last quarter.
I thought they were only...
No, they've gone up again.
Well, where does that leave me then?
Well, allowing... for your rent and payments on the car. I'm sorry to tell you, Mr. Longbodice.
Yes?
All you've got left is...
Stranger than truth.
Did you know that on August the 3rd, 1943, Professor Arnold Gherkin was charged at the Old Bailey with riding his bicycle without possessing the means to give audible warning of approach? He was fined £2 and later received the Nobel Prize. Holy God, is it? Oh, I'm a riot at parties.
Really?
I've got another one.
He must be a riot at parties.
Home hints for handyman number two. And I wasn't being rude, Mummy.
How to make an egg cozy.
Give it a very small electric blanket.
And now... another presentation from the Hello Cheeky Amateur Dramatic Society for the first time on radio in full, The Death of Nelson. Thank you.
Oh!
Oh, sorry, Horatio.
And now, the William Tell Overture played very fast. That was for people who don't like the Lone Ranger.
Careful what you say, Kimosabe, or me hit you with my handbag.
Ah, Tonto. While you're here, can you read those smoke signals coming from the gents?
Yes, Kimosabe, they say, time again to do three programs at one and same time. Hi-ho, Annie Longbottom, and away!
I always wondered what his horse was called.
Yes, listener. Hello, Eric. Time for us to make three more sets of enemies as we present simultaneous broadcasts of This Is Your Life,
Emmerdale Farm,
and The $6 Million Man.
Yes, Hedley Rothermere, diplomat, ambassador, friend of royalty and...
pregnant cow.
This is your life. You were born...
in a laboratory as a result of an accident. A collision between...
your mother and father.
Behind the chicken room. I'll not tell you again. Take that marrow and...
with a couple of skin grafts, we'll have the most incredible man the world has ever known. He'll have the strength of 10, the speed of an antelope, and the endurance of...
your Auntie Ethie from Liverpool, who, as everyone knows, is...
a bit of an old banger. But it'll get us to market, and you can always use it to run over...
the President and the six congressmen. They were kidnapped and taken away in...
a little carricot, which you shared with your young brother...
six sheep.
And that beautiful blonde from your office.
Who can't be with us tonight, as she's...
carving. She's doing nought unusual for a cow in that state, just...
climbing the Statue of Liberty.
And playing the flute. It was this early love of music that in years to come will make you...
go deaf if you don't stop it. When I were your age, I used to go down to your grandmother's, take...
my bionic limb and screw it on.
Twice nightly. It was around this time that you first noticed the lady trombonist in the orchestra, and you fell...
in the sheep dip.
Do you remember your first words to her?
Some men would do it with a stick of dynamite. I can do it with my bare hands.
3 years later, you were married in St. Anselm's church by...
a brutal sprout.
And here he is to say the same words that he said to you on that day.
Get against that wall or I'll break you in half.
My God, look at that. He's holding up the bridesmaid's dress and showing her...
early bloomers. However, if we were to get a sudden frost now, that would
snap off like a dead twig.
But you didn't let it get you down. You...
had a bionic one built and...
went at it like a bull at a gate. And now you've got to do something about that old mare.
Your mother-in-law. The Dowager Duchess of...
Cowpats and
the Cosa Nostra.
Now, do you remember this voice? Yes, your sister Renee. In those days, a teacher in a convent, now...
a hitman for the mafia. He may be disguised as a...
combine harvester or...
Rissel Hearty. Then, Headley, your career took an unexpected turn. From being the most popular banjo player on the Isle of Wight, you became...
a mother of three. And don't forget, she also had to look after the vegetable garden, keep the house clean, and she even had to share her bed with...
everybody in Los Angeles. If this virus spreads, we could all be attacked by...
Huey Green, who said of you...
it'll have to be put down.
Well, Headley, we move on from 1939 to...
1939. And in 10 years, it'll be...
1939. My God, what a time that was.
That was the year, Headley, you were to be found with the tiller girls...
giving it all you've got
in the middle of a cornfield. Farming's a hard life, but I'm determined to stick it out...
all the way from Australia. And here he is to say hello.
Goodbye, sucker.
And so, as you sit here surrounded by your family...
a litter of pigs and...
two spare arms and a spare leg...
it gives me great pleasure to say, Headley...
bionic.
This is your...
composty.
Come on, Cheeky. Come on, Cheeky.
Think on.
Sayonara, Cheeky.
That was Hello, Cheeky, with Barry Pryor, Sybil Taylor and John Junkins. Music by the Dennis King Trio. Script by Barry Pryor and John Junkins. Produced by Bob Oliver Rogers. Toodaloo. And you. Come on, they're open.